Everybody comfortable out there? How do you guys feel? Let's just say I don't have too much of a take on some of these promos, and Mason has created an identity for himself, for my show. So this is what we're going with. Sliwa After Dark, or the Sliwa Show, whatever you want to call it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We got 2.5 hours tonight. We're going to hit on how good is tomorrow going to be? How good is Sunday going to be? Lakers and the Clippers coming up on Sunday. By the way, Clippers and the Rockets, it's 67-44 in Houston. Clippers have a 23-point lead, so we got a lot of good stuff to get into. We'll talk about Dion Waiters, by the way. So Dion Waiters, now part of the Los Angeles Lakers. I think Shams Charania was the first to report it from The Athletic. We'll definitely talk about if he makes sense. Is this the right move? Is the front office, was this the guy over J.R. Smith and a couple of the other, you could say Jamal Crawford, a couple of the other players that were out there. Plus, there's all this chatter right now about LeBron James and Giannis. How about Anthony Davis? How about we talk a little bit more about Anthony Davis and what we're expecting this upcoming weekend from him? And I don't know if you guys saw that that article. It's actually a little bit earlier today. Some of just those rumors about USC looking to leave the Pac-12. So we'll talk about that as well. So we'll get into all this stuff. It's kind of funny during crosstalk. So there's Mason in Ireland, and they're trying to propose these deals with Al Michaels and trying to find a pairing with NBC to get Al Michaels here, Peyton Manning potentially coming here. Romo signed a 10-year, $180 million deal. Just wrap that around your head before we get anywhere else. But I do want to start off the show with Dion Waiters. So Dion Waiters, free agent Dion Waiters, has agreed to a deal with the Lakers for the remainder of the season. Like I mentioned, sources tell The Athletic, Shams Charania. So this is a conversation that we had. By the way, it's a last roster spot, so it's not like I don't know if you know this is the end-all, be-all. Lakers didn't have to give up anything, obviously, to get him. They freed up a roster spot last week with Troy Daniels. I think that was on Sunday. I think it was on Sunday when we were in New Orleans is when that happened. I'll say this about Dion Waiters. So to give everybody just a little bit idea, Dion Waiters, represented by Clutch Sports. He's obviously getting an incredible opportunity to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Just 28 years old. Keep that age in mind. I think when we were talking about some of the other players, J.R. Smith was 34, hadn't played since November of 2018 in the NBA. Jamal Crawford, that conversation came up. He's turning 40 in a couple weeks or whatever the case is. So Dion Waiters, just 28 years old. The good is he by far has the most upside of anybody that was left in the market, right? Anybody that you were going to bring in on this Lakers team, a 28-year-old who can create for himself, who could be instant buckets, he by far has the most upside of any other player that was available. So that's the positive of Dion Waiters. Problem is he only played 3 games this year with the Heat. Last season played 44 games, averaged about 12 points per game. This is what I said about a week ago, and I'm going to continue to go off of this. I said if the Lakers front office brought Dion Waiters in and they trust that Dion Waiters is going to fit on this team and he's going to be somebody that understands what a rare opportunity he has for the next couple of months. He's got an opportunity to win an NBA championship. He's got an opportunity to kind of change. He could just turn the page on whatever's happened this season, whatever's happened over the years, and create a new chapter for himself. If the Lakers believed, that front office believed, that Dion Waiters was the right fit for this team, I have enough trust in the Lakers front office that I'm with them on it, right? Like, do I trust Dion Waiters? No, I don't trust Dion Waiters yet because he only played 3 games this year. He was suspended 3 times this year. But I trust the front office because this front office put together this team where the chemistry is right. Dwight Howard, they gave him a chance. Look what Dwight Howard's doing this year. The role players like KCP and Alex Caruso and Danny Green, there's a great, great fit of players that are on this team that I feel like complement each other. DeMarcus Cousins, I've referenced this a couple times. DeMarcus Cousins was on the podcast All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. He talked about if one guy goes out to a movie, all 15 guys are going out. Like, that's how much chemistry these guys had. So Rob Pelinka and the front office have been very strategic of what type of team to put together. And he's got input from LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's not a team that was just shuffled together without knowing whether these puzzle pieces fit. So my confidence falls specifically in the Lakers front office, on the Lakers front office, that they've proved enough this season with the roster that they put together with Rob Pelinka at the helm. They've done enough for me to say, okay, if they got faith in Dion Waiters, then I'll have faith in Dion Waiters. But my faith is really in them, less in Dion Waiters. If that all makes sense right there, the point I'm making is Dion Waiters still has to come out and prove that he can be an asset to the Lakers, prove that he can fit a role for the Lakers. It's no question about it. Lakers can use Dion Waiters. If Dion Waiters walks in the rest of the way and is hungry, wants to prove himself, knows that he made some mistakes earlier in his career, earlier this season, and wants to kind of turn the page and show that he's a player that you can depend on, a player that can deliver for the Los Angeles Lakers, the opportunity is there for Dion Waiters. But we got to kind of wait and see from Dion Waiters. Okay, what are we going to get from him? There's been, if you guys remember, coming up to the trade deadline, the conversation was, you need another wing or somebody that can guard the 3, the 4, and maybe even the 5, right? Markieff Morris did that. That's what they accomplished by signing Markieff Morris in the buyout. And then the other player everybody kept talking about was, you got to bring somebody in that could create for themselves. Can somebody come off the bench and get you 10, 12, 15 points? Dion Waiters can do that. Like, that's how Dion Waiters is in the league, because that's what he does. The question's not about his talent. The question is the fit. The question is the drive. The question is, does he want it bad enough on a team that is built right now to win a chip, right now to win an NBA championship? That's the question. That's been the question on Dion Waiters. So my thoughts are this. I got faith. If the front office has faith in Dion Waiters, if the players have faith in Dion Waiters, then I got faith. But the Dion Waiters part, him on the basketball court, him off the court, that's something he's got to prove, right? Like, the Lakers front office can only do so much. Now it's up to Dion Waiters, just like it was with Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard, he could say all the right things, but until he gets on the court, can he make it happen? Well, Dwight's made it happen. And every little piece that the Lakers have had so far this year, I think they've made it happen. That's going to be the question with Dion Waiters. Laker fans out there, do you agree with me in trusting the Lakers front office? We don't even have to go on the Dion Waiters part. Do you agree with me that you have trust in the Lakers front office that Dion Waiters is a right fit? 877-710-ESPN. This is a Sliwa show on 710-ESPN. All right, 877-710-ESPN. What do you think of the Dion Waiters signing? Do you agree with me that you got faith in the Lakers front office, everything that at least they've accomplished this year, the roster that they put together, it gives you enough confidence to say, okay, this is exactly what we need. It's the last roster spot. I don't want to use the word, it's not going to be a make it or break, because I do think if Dion Waiters hits, if this works, yeah, that's helpful. That's helpful to have a player like this in your lineup, especially when a lot of the other players are so dependent on LeBron James. That's what the Lakers have right now. They got a ton of players that are dependent on LeBron, and LeBron has delivered absolutely everything. When I give that example of I have faith in the front office, I trust in the front office, I'm not saying that just to say it. I'm not saying that because I'm bored. I'm saying that because I see what Pelinka built this year, right? Like, I see the players that he brought in, the players that he kept. And there's no guarantee Lakers are going to win an NBA championship. We know that. There's no guarantee that, you know, come playoff time, everything's going to work out perfectly. Usually it never works perfectly. So there's a lot still to be determined. But the Lakers bringing in Dion Waiters and bringing him in at this stage of the season, he's got the most upside. And by the way, I don't know if it's his last opportunity. Maybe that's going too far to say that, okay, this is Dion Waiters, he's not going to get any more opportunities than this just because he's 28 years old, right? So you just got to imagine, okay, that he'll get other shots in the NBA, but man, what an opportunity for Dion Waiters. This guy's going to be on the national stage in front of every TV over the next couple of months. And if he has, you know, solid performances for the Lakers, if he's got the right attitude, if he's hustling on defense, if, I mean, basically if he just doesn't get in his own way, then he'll have more opportunities. I think Dwight Howard has probably resurrected his career to play a similar role for the next 2-3 years, maybe 4 years in the NBA. But he took advantage of that opportunity. That opportunity wasn't there for him until he proved it, and he proved it. So that's kind of the hope of what you want to see from Dion Waiters. But I think that's why I kind of go back to the front office part of it. I have trust in them right now. You know, there's no reason for me not to feel like, well, I don't have – the front office heard what they needed to hear from Dion Waiters, and they got faith in Dion Waiters. Now it's – look, the front office can only do so much. Now it's up to Dion Waiters. All right, let's go to Yai Gale in Beverly Hills. You're on the Sliwa Show. What do you think? You like the Dion Waiters move?
Alan, you are spot on. What do we have to lose? What do we have to lose? This guy is playing for his career. Look at Dwight. Look at what happened with Dwight. You know, you bring him in. You say, listen, you want to win a championship. You want to be center stage, L.A., Lakers, ESPN, TNT every night. This is your opportunity. Here's the perfect opportunity for him to come in, do his part, play his role, and help us win a championship. It doesn't get better than that for him. So people in his circle, Rob, LeBron, I'm sure they've spoken to him.
Of course.
You know, Rich Paul, he's a Rich,
Clutch Sports,
he's a Rich
right?
Paul guy,
mm-hmm.
saying, listen, here is the perfect opportunity for you to put all that you've done in the past, all that, you know, the whole gummy bear, airplane, whatever fiasco you want to call it, in the past, all of that. Here's an opportunity for you to ball out, win a championship, and resurrect your career. This is the perfect opportunity for him, and I doubt you'd want to mess it up.
You know, it's funny, Gail, and I appreciate you calling in, but what's funny is when the Lakers, this is just the power of the brand, right? Like, this is just the Lakers in a nutshell. Lakers released Troy Daniels on Sunday, and you would have thought, you know, Troy Daniels was this huge contributor to the Lakers. And this isn't a knock on Troy Daniels. He found his way on a NBA roster. I think he joined the Denver Nuggets, but he was so deep on the bench, and that was a story. That's a legitimate story. What an opportunity right now for Dion Waiters. And here's the thing. The Lakers need him. They genuinely, the Lakers can use Dion Waiters. They 100% can. That role that he would play for the Los Angeles Lakers could be very important. Frank in East L.A., you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, what's up? I just want to say, and Rob, we trust. You know, he hasn't made any, in my opinion, any bad moves, what he's had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
The league, just everyone, what it feels like working against us, asking us for everything, for trades, giving away the asset to other teams, right? But look what he's worked with. Look what he's done. We got to trust in LeBron. He's a part of the team, too, making some of the, helping with the decisions. That's why they're here. You know, and the other thing, just to lastly touch on, I think you're doing a great job. I'm not really tuning in the afternoon and in the late evening to laugh a lot. You know, you make me laugh. I've been listening to you for a long time. Your screener told me to distinguish between the Lakers show that you do. Because I was like, yeah, I like what he's doing. This is actually Lakers talk. So, you know, we want to talk seriously about our team. But right now in the evening, you know, folks like to call in and talk seriously about sports, right? And I like what you're doing. And I just wanted to share that with
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Frank. Everything's changed, man. All right, look. If you're coming here for sports, stop coming here from sports. The execs have spoken. This is a comedy show. This is a comedy show, Jesse. I want you to know that.
I think what everyone else wants to know is when is your headlining set, the Comedy Room?
Well, it's funny that you asked that.
Or do you go to the Ice House in Pasadena? You seem more like an Ice House guy.
It's funny you asked that. The comedy club on Hollywood. Is there a comedy club on Hollywood?
Comedy store on Hollywood.
Hit me with a text yesterday. And they just said, bro, your take on the elliptical machine was so good.
You're going to live and die by that elliptical machine. I already know it.
We got to have you. I did it today, by the way. I was on the elliptical again today. All I could think of in my mind, I tried. Remember that guy's advice yesterday? He said, be on your toes. Remember he said that? He's like, to get a real workout, you got to be on your toes. I tried that. It was a much tougher workout, so it lasted for about 10 seconds, and I was like, back to my heels. Just back to my comfortable, stance on my heels. All right, more of your guys' phone calls. What's the thought on Dion Waiters? By the way, all this conversation about LeBron James versus Giannis, how much have we heard that? LBJ versus Giannis. What about Anthony Davis? Last I checked, it's AD taking on Giannis tomorrow. Last I checked, there's absolutely no answer for AD against the Clippers. We'll talk about that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Best face for radio. You won't find a better looking face on radio for this, okay? I want everybody to know that. You know, it's great too. I have no idea what the promos are. I got no say in anything. You just got to come over here and you grab a microphone and you just listen. I'm listening just like you guys. No idea what's coming up next. I put the question out on Twitter, at Lakers Talk ESPN. Ask Laker fans, what do you think? Dion Waiters. I love all the responses, too. One guy says, Lewis714, and a bunch of numbers after that, says, does he take AC minutes or Rondo's? I love how everyone already coming to defense of Alex Caruso as if this is a threat towards Alex Caruso. Imagine you thinking that in your head a year ago. Ryan Schwartz on Twitter says, what's not to like? With a 15th spot, we got a capable scorer who can create off the dribble. If he doesn't fit well, you cut him, go to war with the depth we already have, low risk, high reward. I think it's going to work. You know, in a weird way, I think it's going to work only because who he's surrounded with. So much of the time, your success has a lot to do with the environment. Right. And I think the environment right now for Dwight Howard, perfect. The environment right now, even some of the big names, how great is the environment right now for Anthony Davis? If you're at, Jess, I'll use this as an example, okay? The work environment, how important is it? If you're in a toxic environment, it's just not good for business, however you want to look at it. If it's too personal and it's not about business, or if it's too much about business and there's not enough personal, like, the environment you work at is everything. Dion Waiters is arguably walking into as good as an environment you could have in the NBA. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, everything we've heard about the Lakers is the fact that this group has chemistry. They're a tight, tight bunch that do everything together. And, you know, there's been no drama coming out of the Lakers locker room. For the most part, there was a little bit with the Kyle Kuzma trade rumors, but
that's part of the business.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it was nothing like how it was last year. I felt last year it was a drain on the entire team.
So take that. By the way, Jess, take what you just said. It's a good environment, right? And then take what Dion Waiters' strengths are. What does Dion Waiters do well? He can create for himself and he can get you buckets. What are the Lakers desperately needing off the bench is exactly someone like that. And the reason why I just set it up like that, now it's just up to Dion Waiters. That's it. Nothing else matters, right? Like, Pelinka can't do anything else. He's done what he's supposed to do. LeBron and AD can have as much impact as possible, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to that person. Do you want it or do you not? And I think if you're Dion Waiters, you couldn't have gone to a better environment, a franchise that is incredibly hungry to win an NBA championship. This is your opportunity right now, and it's on a team that needs that role specifically. That sounds like a good marriage to me. Now it's just up to Dion Waiters.
Yeah, and you said it. Dion Waiters has everything in front of him. You know, he's been troubled. We all know earlier this year he got, you know, kind of knocked out on a plane, eating something he probably shouldn't have.
I think that was even actually... Was that the Lakers game? It could have been the Lakers game.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was. So everything was already looking down for Waiters. He signed with the best team in the league, and he has a chance to prove that his head is screwed on right. He can take responsibility of the things he did in the past and show
all
and
good
prove,
stuff happens, right?
Yeah, like, definitely. Look at Dwight.
Yeah, Dwight.
Who would have thought?
Here's the difference between Dwight and Deion. Deion's younger, right? So like,
oh, yeah.
At 28 years old,
there's much more upside.
I don't know if Waiters is thinking in his head, "Ah, I'm good. I got enough talent. If it doesn't work here, I can." Hopefully, he's not like that. But I really, actually, the LBJ part of this, the clutch sports part, the Anthony Davis part. I'm telling you, if you're with the right people, the right environment, that can change everything. James in San Clemente, what do you think of the Waiters trade or the Waiters signing today? You there, James?
Yeah, let me take. Okay,
so, take your time, James.
Wow, Alan, this is surreal. I'm talking to Alan Sliwa right now. So I think the Waiters
really not that big of a deal. Really, really not that big of a deal.
Alan,
go ahead,
this is
James.
My first time ever calling in to anything, so it is a big deal. Man.
I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, so Waiters, I was watching some I've been watching highlights now for a couple weeks, just kind of chomping at the bit to sign this guy because he's a big shot maker. And specifically in the Clipper game, he had a big, big stop where he blocked Lou Williams twice on the last defensive possession, and then he ended up going down court and hitting a big-time three. And the guy, you can just tell in his mechanics, too, that he can really shoot the ball. And,
he's a scorer. Yeah, he's a baller.
He's just a guy that, and in a lot of his highlights, like, you know, a lot of them are coming at the end of the game. And I'm like, that is exactly what we need when we lost to the Clippers on Christmas. It was in the last couple minutes where we just could not buy a bucket. And, you know, there's going to be nights where LeBron doesn't hit, you know, in the last 2 minutes. Maybe AD's not hitting his shots in the last 2 minutes. And we need that bailout guy, and I think we got him.
Appreciate you calling in, James. Call in anytime, man. 877-710-ESPN. Look, with these two big games coming up, the Bucks and the Clippers. Let's see. Let's take a look at the Clippers score here real quick. Just hang on with me, guys. What is it now? All right, commercial break. Well, we'll get the score. Get the score. Curtis, come on. Help me out here. Help me out. Clippers were up like 25 in Houston. So I'm looking at both of those games, the Bucks and the Clippers. Let me kind of paint everybody a picture.
83-56.
All right. Let me paint a quick picture here. Damn, 83-56? What
just a mild
the
lead.
Hell are the Rockets doing? I think it was last week. Maybe I was telling Funches. I might have been telling one of you guys. I was talking about, I'm like, oh, I want the Clippers to have to play the Rockets. I think that's going to be an issue.
You were talking to me. I don't know if we had that conversation on air or not, but I
said
I remember
Thunder
we had too.
I wanted Thunder, and then I wanted Rockets. Those were the two teams that might present some problems.
We were watching the game last, I believe it was last week, a week ago today. It was the Rockets and the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And you were cheering, or was it might have been the Lakers-Celtics. I mean, not Lakers Celtics, Clippers Celtics, but you're cheering for, you know.
I was cheering for the Celtics.
You were cheering for the Celtics.
I was cheering for the Celtics in that game, but
so
there
it was Celtics
in
Houston.
But there was a tie. Oh, that's right. That's exactly what it was.
You wanted Houston to
Win that game. Yeah, I wanted Houston to win that game.
Because Denver couldn't beat the Warriors.
My thought process was this. My thought process, like, all right, Clippers are going to have some problem with the Rockets. And who knows? Maybe it changes. Isla and I were mentioning it real quick with Mason and Isla. Now is kind of the Clippers' time. So they're looking like, all right, let's ramp things up now. They're getting ready for the postseason. Lakers, it's different. Lakers have been ramping up all season. And then hopefully as you get closer to the end of the year, Lakers already wrap up the West and can rest their guys and blah, blah, blah. But one of the things I kind of want to paint the picture for tomorrow, and I want to paint the picture for Sunday. This is what I'm looking for. All right, I'm looking tomorrow, all this chatter about Giannis, all this chatter about LeBron James, that conversation, who should win MVP, who should be this, who should be that. This is what I envision tomorrow against the Bucks. By the way, I can't wait for that game. I envision tomorrow that Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo are going back and forth all game. I envision tomorrow the type of energy in that chip on AD's shoulder he had against the Philadelphia 76ers earlier in the week. I expect that tomorrow. Big time moment. Lakers need a stop. It's Giannis and AD. AD shuts down Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's what I expect. This is my expectations coming into tomorrow's game. all 20,000 fans at Staples Center are on their feet, and they're giving AD a standing ovation as he comes off because he doesn't even have to dominate the game. He controlled the game. Everything went through AD. AD got the stops that we needed. There's an appreciation for Anthony Davis against Giannis because all that chatter about Giannis and LeBron. LeBron's already going to do what he does. I don't have to expect anything there. And then I'm going to go to the other side of it. Then on Sunday, Lakers are playing the Clippers. Tell me who guards Anthony Davis. Somebody want to help me with this? Who guards Anthony Davis? Who are you going to put on him? Montrezl Harrell? Montrezl Harrell doesn't have 3-4 inches on AD. Montrezl Harrell plays a phenomenal style of basketball, but it's not a skilled style of basketball. It's a bully style of basketball. That game against the Clippers, my expectations again. Doc Rivers calling timeouts. Players with 3-4 fouls in the first half because there's no way to stop Anthony Davis. AD leads the Lakers to a win. That's my expectation for AD. Maybe I put AD's barometer way too high, and I know everything that Anthony Davis has accomplished this season has been amazing, but it has to just be the start because these next two games coming up for the Lakers, it's about Anthony Davis. And I know a lot of people are going to throw all this stuff on LeBron James, and they're going to say, he's done it. We've seen him in these moments. All right, don't take as many threes as you did the last time we played the Clippers. Be a little bit more aggressive again to the basket. But I think these are AD's games. These next two games for the Los Angeles Lakers, I know what LeBron's going to bring. Can I see AD step up where both teams, they're looking at each other and they're saying, we don't have an answer for Anthony Davis. Am I asking for too much? That's how good Anthony Davis is. AD with Steve Nash on TNT talking about the chemistry between him and LeBron. All right, that's AD right there. Let me say this about Anthony Davis. You know, we talk about like all these different players that are hungry. Dwight's hungry, and Rondo hasn't won a championship since he was in Boston, and LeBron wants to win one in L.A. How hungry do you think Anthony Davis is? How hungry do you think AD is? You know, one of these players that he's never been past the second round. AD has never been past the second round. This is as, you know, I think as critical of a stretch from now till whenever the Lakers season ends, and hopefully it's in mid-June, and it ends right here on Figueroa with a parade. But this is a critical, critical stage for Anthony Davis. We know how good he is, but we have not seen Anthony Davis yet in those big-time moments against those big, competition-wise, these big-time games. We haven't seen that yet. We haven't got a chance to see all of that yet, but that's coming. This weekend's a perfect example. What's your expectation for Anthony Davis these next two games? Is it like me where I feel like AD's got to dominate these next two games against the Bucks and the Clippers? What's your expectations on AD? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Plus, I got this great clip with Anthony Davis talking to Steve Nash on TNT. What it's like playing for a championship team. So we'll do that coming up next. You want to be a part of the Sliwa Show, 877-710-ESPN. What do I promote? If you got any good jokes, throw them. I don't know what to
do. Any good knock-knock jokes?
No, definitely not that one. Definitely
not
that one.
People want, right?
That's exactly what they want. All right, we'll take your guys' calls when we come back. Stay right here. Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. How long are we able to play this this music?
I've never been told the correct answer to that. I think usually it's under a minute's fine.
Let's go to 59 seconds on this one.
I'll make sure I milk it.
Gosh, that's a good beat. I appreciate you guys tuning in. 877-710-ESPN. AD is the conversation. How good are the next two games for the Los Angeles Lakers? Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. Steve Mason broke the news to me that I will not probably be able to get in and sit in the normal seat for the Clippers home game. So I got to figure that out. I mean, no, it's cool. I just got to do the pregame show. I got to do a hit at the end of the first quarter, halftime, and a hit at the end of the third quarter. Yeah, put me up in the nosebleeds. Put me up in the nosebleeds. I know it's going to be all Laker fans anyways. I mean, who are we trying to kid here? Staples Center on Sunday. 12:30 game, Lakers and the Clippers, number one in the West versus number two in the West. Laker fans, you guys got to come out to that game. That better feel like a home game on Sunday. It has to. Impossible that the Clippers have more than 1,300 fans. Impossible. I shouldn't be talking right now. They're up 90-65 against the Rockets. No, it's okay. I'm going to run my mouth a little bit about the Clippers. They're up 90-65 on the Rockets right now. What's your expectations for Anthony Davis in these next two games? Your expectations for AD? AD's got to be a beast. I know already what LeBron's going to do, but how about AD and Giannis coming up on Friday? Can we just have one of those moments where Anthony Davis is just dominating on Friday? Him and Giannis going back and forth. AD going toe-to-toe. Why should... If Anthony Davis, think about all the chatter that's gone on around Giannis. Rightfully so, it should. Probably the leader right now in MVP voting, according to others. For me, I still think the most valuable player is LeBron James. But if you're Anthony Davis and you're looking at Giannis Antetokounmpo, aren't you saying to yourself, I'm better than Giannis. I'm more skilled than Giannis. Giannis is much more raw than I am. AD is going to be defensive player of the year. You want AD taking a 15-foot jumper, or you want Giannis taking it? Of course you want Anthony Davis taking it. AD's got he's more of an NBA, he's more of a basketball player than Giannis. Giannis is an unbelievable talent that's molding himself into a basketball player, and it's, God knows where that's going to go in the next 5 years. Obviously, Giannis on an incredible path and kind of an upward climb. That's where Giannis is going. But can we, for these next two games, Lakers taking on the Bucks and the Clippers, see this Anthony Davis where everyone at Staples Center is like, there's no answer for him? That's my vision. Am I asking for too much? Anthony Davis on TNT with Steve Nash, what it's like playing for a championship team. All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. How about AD? Come on. Come on, AD. Friday and Sunday. 877-710-ESPN. I gave you guys my expectations for AD on these next two games. What are your expectations? Andy in West Hollywood, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, brother.
In a perfect world, mm-hmm. we would love for Giannis to go out. I mean, for AD to go out and absolutely dominate against Giannis. But we live in an imperfect world. I definitely do not want to see what happened with LeBron against the Warriors, where he put the team on his back Christmas Day and eventually went out with an injury. It costed the season. It costed the championship that could have been possible. I think Anthony Davis.
Don't you think, Andy, something like that? I mean, those are freak things, you know. Like, you can't plan for that. I mean, stuff like that's going to happen. There could be, you know, players. You and I can be at the gym tomorrow and we just churn an ankle, or like stuff like that's going to happen. So let's put all injuries to the side, you know.
Absolutely, I completely agree with you. But at the same time, I feel this matchup between AD and Giannis isn't that much as a regular season game important than the rest of the season would be. I want AD to go out and completely dominate and show why he is the best Laker compared to LeBron. And I want him to destroy the Clippers. Like, who wouldn't want to see that? I just want some caution, and I just want to make sure we make it to the playoffs to prove that we are the best team when it matters.
So Andy, you don't think... And by the way, this has been a conversation. I've had this conversation with Laker fans either on here or other platforms, whatever the case is. You're not sold that these next two games are statement games? Do you think they're not that important?
I think in the long run, big picture, no. Regular season game, it could be a big statement game to prove that the Clippers, you know, those first two games they got us, but the Lakers can come back real hard, and it could prove that they're better than the Bucks and in a possible finals matchup.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Andy. I got to, man, you know, every time I hear that, by the way, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, I that's what I want to hear. I want to hear you guys have your own thoughts on this, but these are statement games. Like, I don't know how else you want me to say it. You lost to the Bucks. How do you win a championship this year? Do you see a way, a roadmap of winning a championship this season without beating the Bucks and the Clippers in a 7-game set? I don't see a scenario playing out. If you're the Clippers, you know you're going to have to beat the Lakers. Then you're going to have to beat the Bucks. Most likely, maybe something happens in the Eastern Conference, but that's what you're figuring. That would be awful to be 0-5 against those two teams. That could happen, obviously, by the end of this weekend. It's not going to happen, but that can happen. And I think from a psyche perspective, and now the Lakers finally got your roster. You know exactly who you have. You don't think the Clippers are going to try and send a message on Sunday to the Lakers that you're coming through us, no matter what, you're coming through us. And you don't think the Clippers are going to try and send a message of, you can have the number one seed, but we're 3-0 against you. Oh, I think they're going to try and send a message. And I think if you're the Lakers, you got to be sending that same message back. I think I got too serious, guys. Just FYI, I'm in a rhythm right now. And maybe I'm way too serious right now. But you get passionate about the topics. What am I supposed to do?
You just made the list.
How am I not supposed to be passionate about these next couple of games? I start talking about AD and what I want to see from Anthony Davis over the weekend. I got a caller calling in and saying these games aren't that big of a deal. What? How are they not that big of a deal? All right, maybe I take life a little bit too serious. Steve in LA. Steve, you're on the Sleeva Show. Steve, am I getting too serious here?
No, you're not, Alan. I've called before. You're a basketball guy. I'm a basketball guy. Of course these games matter. The game that matters the most is the Clipper game because I'm watching the Clippers. I still can't get over Montrezl Harrell. Is he supposed to guard Anthony Davis in the post and then Dwight and JaVale? That's our what we need to bank on.
That's the advantage, right? That's the advantage.
We need to punish them down low. Of course, they got three guys that they can put on LeBron, but they don't have anybody for AD. So for me, if they lose to Milwaukee, okay, it's the Clipper game, and punish Montrezl Harrell and punish every Clipper down.
Tell them, Steve. Just tell them. I'm with you, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Montrezl Harrell. Have you seen Montrezl Harrell versus Anthony Davis? Are you kidding me? There's no answer for AD. There's no answer for Anthony Davis. There really isn't. We got our strengths. They got their strengths. Good call on the reggae right now. I think that was to kind of chill things out a little bit. My bad, guys. I was too aggressive. It's my fault again. I was
you
way too aggressive.
You said you're being too serious again.
Yeah. No. I'll go back to we'll come back and we'll just tell jokes. No, that's not what we're going to do. We'll continue on this topic. By the way, you know the one thing I love? Just being in this spot right now where we could talk about the Lake Show, and I'm supposed to talk about USC. We got to do that. If USC and UCLA left the Pac-12, we'll do that when time comes. Right now, we got to hit on the Los Angeles Lakers. Two of the biggest games coming up. These are the two biggest games of the year. What's your expectations for AD? By the way, if anybody thinks these games aren't that big, you can feel free to call in. That's just the regular season. They're just games that you're going to remember up until the playoffs. They're just statement games where you can send a message. You know the Clippers are going to try and send a message to the Lakers. They're sending a message right now to the Rockets up 93-70. All right, more of you guys' phone calls. We come back. 877-710-ESPN. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.